You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, guess what? I'm Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting from beautiful, magnificent, awesome Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you've joined me from all over the world. And guess what? It is a setup. If you're listening to the recording today, the Spirit of God has attracted you here because you've probably been praying, seeking, searching, and we believe that we have answers for you today. Each show that I do every week, I do it in faith, believing that when people hear the information, that they will begin to learn how to take just small baby steps toward what they want. Well, how are you doing today? It is the second week. Is it the second week in January? And I'm so excited. I am really excited about the new year and what God's going to do in my life, but also in your life. And as I said earlier, we're starting 2016 off with a bang. So I'm bringing you foundational principles with powerful experts that are going to really change your life. Last week we had James Powers. He talked about the power of imagination. That was so awesome. Today, Pete Adams and I are going to be talking about the power of intention and setting goals and how to do that. And we're actually going to be coaching somebody live as Exhibit A to show you how to do that. I'm going to have Joe Vitale back from The Secret. He's going to be sharing. Dr. Bruno, all the way back from the UK, who's going to be talking about how to be a miracle worker in your life in 2016. So foundationally, we are really giving you everything that you need in order to really have a successful life. So I'm going to say, let's just go for it. Just a couple announcements. Let's see. Of course, man, I had so many breakthroughs in my coaching this week. It's been an amazing week. So you guys already know about my coaching. If you're interested, go to the my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And I said my prices are changing, and they are, but you guys pray for my assistant, Sabrina, because she's back in the hospital, and that's why my prices haven't changed, because she has not been feeling well. So all of the prayers that you guys could send toward her, I really appreciate it. And then something I don't talk about as much is my speaking. If you have a conference going on this year, or if on your job you need some leadership training, I have years of experience in that. I would love to customize a speech or a training for your company that aligns with your mission statement, with your vision. So shoot me an email at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And then lastly, the Law of Attraction Radio Network cruise in March, beginning March 6th, is going to be 4 nights going out of Long Beach, California with Pam Grout. You know, she's a Hay House New York Times bestselling author. I'm going to be there. Richard Harper's going to be there. And this is a great time for you to step out of the box and believe for something different. And the great thing is that PayPal will give you a credit to pay for your cruise and your flight. So why not step out of the box? Why not believe? Why not have faith and do something different? So go to loaradionetwork.com and then just click on the cruise link. And I think that's everything I have to say. So I'm just going to bring Pete Adams on, and we're going to be talking about the power of intention and goal setting. So Peter Adams, welcome back, my dear friend, to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Constance, thank you so much for having me back on. I love doing your show, because it's like, I know how important it is. There's so many people around the world, and it's just a thrill to actually be on again. Thank you so much.
So Happy New Year, Pete. What's up with the new year with you?
just another year of manifesting wonderful things, and I couldn't be any happier. So it's a great journey, and I'm thrilled to be on it. And I know 2016 is going to be one of the best years ever.
Yeah, and so, Pete, what we're doing is foundationally, we're setting people up for success. We're teaching people how they can implement it in their own lives, and we're going to be coaching someone live shortly. But I wanted you to come on and that you and I could talk about just goal setting, because I know you are the visualization king and the goal setting king, because you manifested 10 crazy goals, and they were so big and awesome. So you know all about this.
Oh, absolutely, Constance. That was pretty much the foundation of my book, Visual Festation. Was I started off in a place where I was very unhappy with my situation at that time, and my whole world changed for the better once I sat down and wrote out some crazy goals. Actually, it was 12 crazy goals.
12. I keep saying 10.
Yeah, 12. And I manifested all of them. The biggest thing is, you and I have talked about this a number of times. It's like, we know it works, and anyone can do this in their own life. It's not, I'm not somebody special. I'm just a regular person. And if you do what Constance and I are going to talk about today and implement it in your own life, those miracles will be yours, and you'll be living the life of your dreams.
So let's go, Pete. So why is goal setting so important? Why do you think that's important? It's the beginning of the year. People have New Year's resolution. They don't want the same thing for 2016. What would you say?
Right. I think the best place to start for listeners who want change is, like, you really got to get serious about what it is that you say that you want to experience. I mean, everyone complaining seems to be like the status quo. No one's happy, but a lot of people don't take the action necessary to sit down and figure out what it is they really want to experience in this life. And it's really simple. You've got to figure out what it is that you want, but more importantly, you've got to drill down and figure out why you want that particular goal or that particular experience, because the why is just as important as the what.
You know, that's powerful. So for listeners, what do you want in your life for 2016? That's the first step. Would you say, Pete, getting clear about what you want?
Exactly, Constance. And getting crystal clear, not being a generalist, be crystal clear about what it is you say you want, and make that your goal. And another thing too, a lot of people will tell me, "Oh, my goals, I've got my goals, but they're not written." And just be blunt. It's like, if your goals aren't written, you don't have them. That's just how it is.
Okay, so getting clear, and so an example of that would be someone who says, I want to lose weight. But getting clear might be, during 2016, I want to release 20 pounds. I want to exercise 3 times a week. I want to begin really implementing more clean eating in my life. Would that be an example of getting clear?
That is so much better, Constance, than saying that I am going to release, I have released 30 pounds of weight. It's so much more clear than I want to lose weight. It's like, well, if you lost an ounce, you've lost weight, but that's not really your goal. You've got to set a clear intention about what it is that you're going to achieve. So, and it's what I love about that example, Constance, was it gave you the big goal, which is to release, say, 30 pounds of weight. But then you have the smaller goals that will work with you, that you work to achieve that larger goal, such as exercising on a regular basis and eating more healthy.
Okay. And so then you talked about the why. So in a case like that, the example that we just used, the why might be because I want to feel more vibrant, have more vitality, more energy, be able to play with my children. Would that be an example of a why?
All of those would be whys. And it's just like, and the biggest thing too, Constance, on that is the why. It's the feeling. How are you going to feel when you weigh 30 pounds less? You're going to feel better. you're gonna, you know, you're gonna look better. And if every, just see yourself and get in the feeling that, you know, how good it feels to have already released that weight. And you, and that's the biggest thing too, is the, you don't need to wait until you lose the body weight to feel good about it. You can get in the feeling of having that already being true now. And that's going to fire you up, and it's going to give you a momentum so that you'll stay focused and stay exercising until you reach, you achieve your goal.
That's powerful. So I know, Pete, you said that we need to think of goals as being similar to mile markers on your road to your destination. What do you mean by that?
Well, life is pretty much a series of, we're on a journey, pretty much. So. You have your goals, and sometimes your goals can be really huge. But what happens is for your really big goals, you're going to have little goals along the way. And like, but let's say you want to release, you're going to release 30 pounds of body weight. Well, the first goal, which would be a mile marker, is just like, okay, by this time in the future, I will have released 10 pounds, and I'll be a third of the way to achieving my goal. That's kind of what I mean about, just being mile markers constant.
Right. And I just think that when you set goals, it just puts you in the active participation mode for creating what you want, rather than let me listen to another podcast or read another book.
Oh, absolutely, constant. It's all about action. Because once you start taking action, that you're putting energy out there, and it's pretty much, once you start walking towards your goal, your goals get so much closer, so much quicker. And it's sometimes it's just amazing. I remember when I did my 12 crazy goals. Some of those goals, at the time they were a real stretch for me to believe, but once I started taking action, they decided to manifest. And,
Pete, give us an example of just maybe what four of those goals were that just seemed outrageous at the time when you wrote them.
Okay, the biggest and the best one, it's easier for everyone to understand, was I had been downsizing in a job that it was actually a job I didn't really like, but before I knew it, I didn't have a job, so I had to take a different job, and I was making a lot less money. So before I knew it, I had so much debt. I was getting crushed, and it was horrible. I used to detest going to the mailbox, because when I went to the mailbox, it would just be packed with all these bills, late notices. And, if anybody's going through that right now, I know what it's like. Believe me, and I can tell you this: it's like it's temporary once you start taking action. And one of the goals I had was, I am free of consumer debt. And when I wrote that as a goal, it was just like, it was such a stretch at that time, because I was just like, it was just so almost unbelievable to, how am I going to get out of this thing? But what I did was, the smartest thing I did was I got out of the house. I just put it to the universe, here's the goal. This is what I want. I'm going to manifest. And it didn't happen overnight, but over a period of about 3 years, it manifested. And like, it was almost like one day I woke up, I had a bunch of debt. The next day I woke up, I had no debt, and I had a bunch of money. It was totally amazing. And it happens. Trust me on this.
But Pete, had you never set that goal, you might would have still been sitting on that job and not here talking on this show today. That's the importance of becoming clear about what you want and knowing you may not know the how, but your only job is to set your goal and be clear about what you want.
Classes, I never really thought about it that way, but you're so true. If I never set that goal back there on the beach in like 2001, I'd still be in the same place. If I didn't set that goal and start working with the law of attraction, I'd still be in the same horrible place, feeling sick to my stomach about all the debt I have, because nothing would have changed. It's like, the biggest thing is, nothing is going to change unless you decide to change it. And work towards your goal setting is right where you start from.
Yeah, great. So you're getting clear about what you want. You are finding out why do you desire or want that goal, and then you're going to take action. Pete, I know you deal with three not so simple questions that people can ask themselves.
Sure. And the biggest, besides, just ask yourself, the listeners out there, you know, what would it be if there was nothing I could not be? What would I do if there was nothing I could not do? And what would I have if there was nothing that I could not have? And the biggest thing is you've got to meditate on that and get serious, because you can't have whatever it is that you say that you want to experience. Trust me on this. The stuff works. You don't need to figure out how it's going to come about. You just need to get clear about what it is that would make you the happiest what would make you most happy in your life, and dare to go big so that you can have it.
Okay. And so I want all the listeners to meditate on those three questions. What would I be if there was nothing that I couldn't be? What would I do if there was nothing I couldn't do? And what would I have if there was nothing I could not have? And, you know, I think I told you before we got on the call, I rewrote my goals, and I was just thinking about them and looking at them and feeling them. And, you know, just within a 5-minute time, I was like re-energized and hyped again all over my goals. And so I'm going to say to listeners, if you don't have your goals written down for 2016, you're not really serious. And one of the systems of success is having it written down. You may not know all the details. You know, we always say go be as detailed as possible. But if you can't do that, start off general, wouldn't you say, Pete? And then add to it as you get more insight.
Right. Just the biggest thing I want for everyone who's listening is get started. It doesn't need to be perfect right out of the gate. But as soon as you start working on your goals and working on yourself, what you want will become more clear, and it'll become more in focus, and you'll be able to get concrete about that particular goal or series of goals, and you can start working with the law of attraction to bring it in. But the whole thing, the biggest thing is you've got to be serious about this, because this is your life. This is not something you dabble in. It's your whole life. So you came here to live a life with your dreams, and really, it's up to you to make that happen. No one else can make it happen for you.
So, Pete, let's talk about some rules for setting goals for anybody who's out there. You know, maybe, you know, you can write it on index cards. You know, everybody is different, so you got to find your own flow. You can write it on index cards. You can type it up. You can, you know, I have mine on index cards, and then I also have mine typed up, and I have one set in the car with me, like if I'm stopping at a red light, and then I have them on my iPad. So, Pete, some rules would be, write them down and then review them daily. Why is that important?
Well, it keeps you focused constantly. That's the biggest thing, because it's like one of the great things you do as I've done in the past is I'll read my goals right before I go to sleep. So that way I allow my subconscious to work on the goals of attainment while I'm sleeping. So it's like you're basically, in the real world, you're a little. You're your own miracle machine. You just need to, figure out how the stuff. You don't even need to figure out how it works. Just trust that it works, and these things will happen for you. You know, one of the biggest things, they've got to be written. I mean, that's the biggest thing, because if you can't even write them down, you're not serious. You don't have goals, and the reason what I do is I rewrite my goals every single day, and I do it on an index card, and I put it in my pocket, and I carry my goals with me, and during the day I'll refer back to them just so I know what's coming. I know what's on its way to me, and I'm going to meet it halfway.
And so, Pete, you rewrite your goals every single day.
Oh, absolutely. You know, for me, Constance, I've had the experience of manifesting, crazy, wonderful things. So I know this. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am the deliberate creator of my experience, and we all are.
Yeah.
You create your experience. Whether you believe it or not, it still is what's running. So the system works all the time without fail. It's just, are you using the system appropriately to achieve your desires?
Yeah. And so then after they write it down, and if they want to rewrite it, then the whole thing is people like, I don't know if I can believe that or not. So they've got to be able to create the feeling of having it. Now, what would that look like and why is that important?
Okay, great. I'll give you an example of what we talked about before. When I first wrote that goal down about having no consumer debt, it was a stretch. But what I was able to do was, to get into what I did was I started visualizing what it would look like to go to the mailbox at the end of the driveway and to open it up and have nothing in there, no bills at all, and just junk mail.
Mm.
And then by doing it like that, I was able to get into the feeling, which is the most important thing about it, was just how good it felt, rather than opening the mailbox and getting nauseous because it felt so bad. I was like sick to my stomach. Now in my visualization, I'm going there and I'm opening the mailbox and there's nothing in there except maybe a piece of junk mail. Mm. And for the listeners, let me tell you, after I manifested getting totally out of debt and starting a business and just having massive amounts of income, when I went to the mailbox and I opened it up, I had the same feeling that I did my visualizations, and it just felt great. And then I just laughed at myself because it came true.
It works, you know. And an example in my life, Pete, was when I was 20 years ago and I wanted to speak and didn't anybody know me, and I had sent out my training packets and didn't anybody care about me or know my name. I would visualize me sitting in the chair on a stage and people reading my bio, and I would be sitting there and I would be saying to myself, okay, God, thank you for this opportunity. And then I would visualize people coming up to me saying, Constance, that speech really changed my life. Oh my God, I never heard anything like that. And so the first time that actually happened to me, where I did get a paid speaking engagement, that's what happened. And it was just like what I had created when I was feeling like I had it now when I first wrote that goal down, but I didn't have it in the physical realm. So that's what we want listeners to do.
Exactly. Constance, that is so perfect, because when you said about your bio being read, it was just last month.
Yeah, in
Orlando. And they read your bio, and I was like, your bio was just, it went on and on and on. It was like, holy cow, this lady's amazing. And then you got up on stage, and absolutely so. You are amazing. So it's, I get a little bit of a chill just hearing you say that. That was awesome.
Yeah. And so one thing we forgot to talk about is that when they do write out their goal, it must be in present tense. Explain that, and what would that look like?
Exactly. Here's a great example. Let's say a listener wants to go to college and become a college graduate. Sometimes I'll hear people say things, I want to go back to college. Well, see how that, if you listen, rather than I am a college graduate, the difference might sound, it might not sound that different, but in the real world, saying I am and have it as already being done as an affirmation or a goal is so much better than someday I'm going to get my college degree. Because it's like, real world, someday never comes. But it's like, if you get in the feeling of that it is true and it is now, then you're that's where you want to be working from.
Okay, so they need to be written in that form. And then, Pete, also expound on what we just talked about of creating that ideal scene in their mind, like we did, you did about your mailbox, and I did about speaking. And, even in Orlando, when he was reading all of that about me, I felt that same feeling that I had when I didn't have any speaking engagement. So why is it important to create that ideal scene and act like we already have that goal accomplished?
Wonderful, Constance. That's a lot of that falls back to my book, the visual frustration techniques I came up with. But what your ideal scene is, it's just be able to just think about what your life would look like if everything you desired, all your goals, if they all came true, and what would it look like? Let's say you're like Constance, and you want to be giving these great keynote speeches. Well, you know, what does that look like to you? You get to be able to see yourself on that stage, behind that podium, addressing this monster crowd, and then see the crowd giving you a standing ovation. And just getting like the feeling of how good that feels. That's, you know, once you get that, what your ideal scene looks like, that gives you a place to go when you're doing your visualization, hopefully every morning, and seeing your future coming into your life and getting the feeling of having it now. Because, you know, you can, once you start working with a lot of attraction, once you start using feeling with what your goals and seeing is already being done, it's going to happen so much quicker. It's hard to explain, but just trust me on this. This is how it works. Yeah. And that's how it's my experience.
You know, somebody said that writing is a form of prayer. When you're writing, you're scripting, and it's a form of prayer. And so basically what we're saying is, if you want to get 2016 off to a bang, foundationally, you have to have written goals. You need to know why this goal is important to you, getting clear about what you want. You need to create that ideal scene of what it would feel and look like if you already had that goal. Anything else, Pete? And you need to take action. Let's talk about good old action.
Well, that's the biggest thing, is you've got to, once you start taking action, you start putting energy out there that to the universe, essentially, you're serious. So let's say one of your goals is to finish that college degree. Well, one of the things you need to do is you need to go down to the university, and you need to, put in your application, and if you need transcripts requested, all these things, apply for financial aid. You got to do it. And it's not, rather than just sitting around, I should go back to college, but not doing anything, you're not getting any closer to your goals at all. So it's, you can't just say it. You got to write it, and you got to take action, and start working towards it, because it's not just going to drop in out of the sky on your lap. You got to do something for it.
You know, and like I said, I think the first week, in Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, God says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and plans to give you hope in a future." But God can't do anything until you move, until you believe and begin taking action. You know, Pete, I know so many people, and particularly women, who say, "Well, I want love." Well, what are you doing? You can't just visualize. You need to position yourself. You need to be friendly when you're out. You need to join meetup groups. You need to, you need to have to take action, because God blesses action. I believe that when you begin to move, the entire universe begins to conspire to help you.
Absolutely, Constance. That is just how it is. And one of the things that we haven't talked about yet was gratitude.
Oh yes,
And that gratitude is huge. I mean, it's like take your visualization, when you do your visualizations, and it's just getting the feeling that it's already done, and just getting just this massive feeling of thank you, Lord, just thank you, because it's like once you have gratitude for it being done now, it just comes in that much faster. I mean, gratitude really treasures them after everything wonderful in your life.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
You know, because gratitude is a form of faith. When you say thank you, you're thanking the Spirit, God, in advance for maybe what has not yet appeared on your physical plane, but in your life is so real. You're saying thank you in advance. So that's a form of faith. And so, man, when you have faith for something, for your goals and intentions, man, that goal is really accelerated. You don't know how. We're going to talk about that for a hot minute. You don't know how, because the how is up to God of the universe. But you're saying thank you. Thank you for bringing love into my life. Thank you that I have someone to spend Christmas with. Whatever it is.
Perfect. I could not have said it any better, Constance. That's the biggest thing. It's gratitude now, because it's like it already exists. It's just waiting to show up in your reality. Yeah. Because you're not, you know, you're not creating. It's all you're doing. You're just aligning your vibration to allow that to manifest into your, as Constance would say, your nowness, which I love.
And what you're doing is, remember, whatever you magnify in your life increases. So if you're magnifying what is, that's going to get bigger. But if you're magnifying what your goals and intentions are, that's going to get bigger and accelerate and come into your life. You know, Pete, if people would just do what we said in this first 30 minutes, their life would change drastically.
Without a doubt, it's a natural law. And the biggest thing is, if you do what Constance and I have been talking about and get started, before you know it, you'll be on the show telling people your success.
Yeah.
And believe me.
That's nothing but the truth. This is so good. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then Pete and I are going to be coaching a client live. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
The incredible, magnificent Law of Attraction Cruise of a Lifetime is taking place on March 6th through 10th, 2016, featuring New York Times best-selling Law of Attraction author Pam Grout and featuring Michael Perlman, MD of Law of Attraction Journaling, and best-selling and award-winning wealth author Richard Harper, along with our own beautiful and dynamic speaker, Constance Arnold, will be on board as well. Don't forget Gary Temple Bodley, who channels Joshua, will be on board, and you will be able to have direct interactions with Joshua. And then there's the Champagne Living Dream Coach, Cassie Parks, as well as me, Jules Johnson. This is a powerful cruise, and it's happening during the week of the total solar eclipse in Pisces, which is ruler of the water, which means that which you shine a light on will shift almost effortlessly. So what are you waiting for? This is your chance to finally change your life in profound ways. Go to loaradionetwork.com and sign up today. There's still cabins available, but the rates will increase weekly. Need a cabin mate? No worries. We have like-minded individuals for you to room with. Take this time and invest in yourself. You will be so happy you did. Go to loaradionetwork.com. See you on board.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back, and Pete and I are back, and we're back with our very special guest, Carla. Carla, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for having the courage to come on. Carla is one of my former clients, but she, when I put out there on my last show, I said, anyone who wants coaching live to email me, she emailed me and said, and so you have Pete and myself and the entire world, Carla. And so tell our listeners what your situation is, and then Pete and I are going to help you.
Sure. I'm currently a consultant, and I'm in between opportunities, and I want another job, but also in the meantime, I'm starting my own business. So what I do need help with is the ability to balance the two.
Okay, so right now you're not working. I don't like the
no,
word
I'm
unemployment.
Not.
Okay, what has that experience been like for you, not working?
Well, it's been hard because when I work, I like to contribute and I like to share, so I like being productive, mm-hmm. and I'm not currently doing that right now.
Yeah, so has it been depressed? Because, see, when you're not working, money's not flowing. How have you dealt with all of that? You're not in a working, because you're really smart. Your area of expertise is what?
My area of expertise are three. They're economic analysis, project management, and business analysis.
Okay, I don't know anything about any of that, Pete. So, and so has it been difficult, around the money and not being in that working environment? Tell our listeners about that.
Well, what's been difficult is this is the first time that I actually had to go on unemployment. So that was a new experience for me. Mm-hmm. But the hardest part is I would apply for positions and I would, be diligent in that. And then I would get into an interview and that there wouldn't be feedback. So I would contact them and follow up. It's like if they filled the position, even if I wasn't considered, I would still like to know because then I could shift my energy to another, job or another company.
Okay. So have you been feeling frustrated? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
No, yes, I have. I have. It's been a frustrating experience for me.
Okay. Pete, where can she begin? Thank you for your honesty, Carla.
Sure.
I really appreciate that because we have a lot of people who are, they want something different. And you shared your own story where you wanted something different. Where should she start, Pete?
Carla, let me start with a question. Before you go into your, let's say you submit your resume and you get called in for an interview, how are you feeling before you walk through that door?
I feel very good because I researched the company and then I also practiced, my elevator pitch. So I feel very good. I feel very good just to make it out the first round, and I view it as a chance or an opportunity to go further and land the position.
Okay, that's outstanding. Because I was concerned about, I know this happens to a lot of people, before they get through that door, Unlike Carl, a lot of people have this, the fear that they're not going to get the job even before they sat down and talked to anyone. So I congratulate you on that, Carl. That's just what you should be doing.
And so I have a question. So, Carla, what happens when you think you've gotten a job and it doesn't happen? And that happens repeatedly. How do you deal with that?
Well, I do get... I do get sad, but it only lasts one or two days. I only give myself 48 hours to sulk. And then I also, since I'm not working, I get out and I walk around for at least an hour a day. It helps me think and it helps clear me out and shift the energy. So I just go on to applying for another position.
Okay. So Pete, it looks like she wants to do two things. So you do want employment in your field because you're very smart. And then
yes.
The other thing you want is to tell us about the business.
Well, I'm working on project management. I have my certification in there. And I wanted to get out and do it because I feel that this is, my ability of sharing and helping more people. So I want to do it in more unrestricted. So that's why I wanted to start my own consulting, side job. But I also like contributing. I just feel that in any capacity, I want to contribute. And that's what's so frustrating, that I'm not able to do that right now.
Yeah. So Pete, because she has two things going on, what would you say? What does she need to start first?
What I would recommend, Carla, is the goals there right now, where you have the two, you kind of, to me, it's like, it almost feels to me as though you're kind of splitting your energy and your focus between two different things.
Yeah.
So I would recommend, my recommendation would be to focus in like a laser beam on getting that next employment opportunity.
Okay.
And then once you get, once that part is out of the way, then you get all the time to work on the weekends or at night and build your business. That's a so much easier way to do it than trying to go cold turkey and start a business from scratch. It's, I've done both, But, you know, it's so much easier when you don't need to worry about paying the mortgage or your car payment, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. You know, Pete, that's what I was going to say to you, Carla. I think Jack Canfield said, show me a person with two visions and I show you a person divided. So you want to take all of your energy and focus in on your employment. And it's kind of like I said in one of my shows, and it doesn't mean that your consulting company is not important, but it's on the back burner, on simmering heat instead of on high heat. So do you have your goal written down about exactly what you desire in a job, in a career or job?
Yes.
Okay. So you have that written down. So at least she has that first part correct, Pete. And so what would be the second thing she should do, Pete?
I would get right into doing the, you know, I would, my you know how I love doing, you know, visualization. I would suggest a caller to, you know, get into the, you know, I would see yourself in your ideal scene, which would be as a massively successful project manager, and, you know, and getting the feeling that how much you see yourself, and getting the feeling of how much you love helping others and contributing to an organization, and see them, you know, telling you how great of a job you're doing, and just, you know, and see yourself smiling, feel yourself smiling, as this being your reality. And I would be visualizing that every single morning until it showed up in your present, which it will. It's and that the wonder is it's coming through when you're talking to yourself and Constance on the show. Is, you know, it's to me it's so simple. You know what? The ideal project manager job is out there waiting for you, and just, you know, the reason why these other opportunities are not manifesting for you is because there's something better out there for you. Know that to be true.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true, because during this process, I started applying for other positions, and I started getting in a higher income bracket. So what I was shooting for, it was like, it is getting better.
Okay. And so, Carla, so are you visualizing yourself waking up in the morning and say, oh, my God, I'm so excited about going to work. And when you walk in, they're like, Carla, that project you did was just awesome. Are you feeling and seeing that before that happens?
Actually, yes. I still get up before like 8 o'clock, like when I'm working, I still kept the same routine because I have to prepare myself to be ready for the opportunity once it comes.
Okay, so you're feeling and seeing it, and that's why possibly Pete, she's not frustrated because she's already doing that.
Well, she's using the word. What's wonderful, and Colin, again, I want to pat her on the back, is she's, you know, she's using the one of the techniques that I use, which I call as if. She's already she's getting up in the morning, she's getting dressed, and she's ready, which is so important because she's in that action mode. She's taking action. She's not waiting for it to happen. She's an active participant. And I think that's fantastic.
And so are your goals and intentions written in the present tense?
No, I admit they're not. They're in the future. So I'll start writing them in the present.
Okay. So give me an example of what that might would look like for you, Carla, in the present tense.
I am a successful project manager. Well, I am an employed successful project manager.
You know, making an income of, and I'm just going to say six figures, you know.
Yes.
You know, and so, Pete, that's a great strategy for her to employ.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Have it written and rewrite that every day. I am a successful employed project manager. And, you know, it's just get in that. You know, she's really already pretty much halfway on the road, Constance,
yeah,
which is great. She's doing everything right for the most part. And it's just maybe tweaking it here and there,
in real world, her opportunity is on its way. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, also I would say it feels so great to make major contributions to my company and to others daily. So don't just have one, but just as many as you can think of to embellish and to enhance, you know, okay, everything that you will be doing, but just bringing into the now tense. And Pete, I think this is good for our listeners, because a lot of people have their intentions written, one day I'm going to be, but Carla, you understand it has to be in the now tense, and because your subconscious only responds to now.
Okay.
So it responds to now, and it's in the present tense. That's why I am is so powerful. What else would you say, Pete?
The I am is puts it in the now. The one of the things, this is a great affirmation that came from Louise Hay's book, You Can Hear Your Life. Let me just read it real quick.
Okay.
This is a wonderful affirmation for anyone who's looking for new opportunities. And it is, I am totally open and receptive to a wonderful new position, one that uses all my talents and abilities and allows me to express creatively in ways that are fulfilling to me. I work with and for people whom I love and who love and respect me in a wonderful location and earning good money. That kind of hits every point. That is so powerful that I put it at the end of the chapter. Now, each chapter in my visualization guide to successful employment, because I read that and it just resonated with me, and I think it resonates with pretty much anyone who's looking for that next opportunity, because it's like it's out there, and don't settle for something that, you know, isn't really what you love. Go for the big stuff.
Carla, how did you feel when you heard Pete read that?
I felt very rejuvenated. Like, I could write that down because I keep journals, so I could write that in my composition book every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And by the way, everybody, Pete's going to be giving away his book on, what's the name of your book, Pete?
Yeah, it's the e-book. It's called The Visual Festation Guide to Successful Employment. And I bought the book for everyone who is, you know, looking for a new opportunity, because, you know, I've been in that same situation where, you know, when you're unemployed, there's like, you know, you can really get caught up in the fear and you know, in the worry, and it's just a horrible place to be. But you don't need to stay there. You can turn that on a dime and start manifesting and go the other direction. And
yeah,
you know, and the ebook we'll give you
the info at the end as to how to get it, and he's giving this away free. And that's why, Carl, when he was reading it, I mean, I know you felt something, it resonated with you. What would happen in your life, Carl, if you said and felt that every single day?
It would shift, because it would eliminate the fear, and I'm honest, that's what I feel right now. It's just like I want to move all that out the way. I just want to eliminate the fear. So that would be very helpful to me.
Okay, Pete, let's address fear and doubt, because, you know, we know that we are a society that has been taught that our job is our source. How can she begin to really get rid of fear? I know that saying that affirmation and other powerful affirmation is really a great way.
I think one of the best things I can suggest for anyone who's is feeling the fear piece is what you want to do is all that energy that you're putting into worrying about, you know, what might happen, and is, you know, put the focus on what you desire to have happen, because, you know, wherever your focus goes, it's worrying is like praying for what you don't want to have happen. I mean, that's so it's like whenever you start getting into that fear thing, you just need to, like James Powell said, you know, hit the gavel and just say no. That's it. You're not allowed.
Yeah.
You need to control your thoughts, because
so
your thoughts because fearful thoughts lead to feelings of more and more fear. It's almost like you create a downward spiral, and worrying about things that haven't happened. I mean, it's just like
just don't go there. I mean, I don't know a better way to say it, but whenever you start having those thoughts, just say no and be firm and just say, I'm going to have what I desire. That's not going to happen to me. This is what I desire. This is what's going to happen.
Right. And Carla, another thing you could do is write the new story of your life. It feels so great to get up at 7 a.m. and juice. I'm making up the story for you, Carla. And juice and then run and then go to just my wonderful office. I love my view. My coworkers, you see what I'm saying? You're going to write the new story about your life. It feels great to make the amount of money that I'm able to make. I'm able to invest and save and take trips. So you rewrite that story. I tell some of my clients, if you're not working, rewrite your story every day, and that will really help you to stay in that place of I have it now. Pete, you want to comment on that?
I love that concept because you're taking the action, you're getting the feeling of having it now. You're like, you're creating your future and you're bringing it into your now. That's the only, you've got to focus on what you desire and stay focused on that and only that. And keep moving towards it and keep doing these actions every day, doing your scripting, rewriting the script every day of what your reality is going to be, and it will be so.
Carla, I just thought, do you have any specific questions you want to ask us?
I didn't know I had to have questions.
I just threw that curveball, Carla. Just something out of your spirit. Is there anything that you want to ask us?
Well, sure. Since I'm goal oriented, like when you write it, do I go back and evaluate it like on a week, like assessing progress? For instance, I rewrite my story today, and then this time next Friday, do I assess the progress and say, do I need to, tweak anything?
I think writing your story is a way of keeping you focused in on what you want, but it also shows you the action steps that you might need to take. And so when you do assess it, you're observing and not condemning yourself and saying, Carla, you haven't done anything in this area. You may want to add to it. I think it's a time of observation. I think that when you do review it and assess it, it motivates you. You can give yourself kudos for, oh, yeah, I'm getting closer and closer to this manifestation in the physical realm. What would you say, Pete?
I would honestly not go back and, like, basically doing, like, a self-assessment, like, on a weekly basis of what, really, to me, when you're writing it, you're creating it, it's for that particular moment in time, and just stay with it. Because to me, what happens is if you start going back and kind of like critiquing yourself, you're really getting into the hows. So you might start doubting that what you're working towards is working or not. So I personally would not critique myself like that. I would just keep moving in the direction.
Okay,
and so
if she looks at it, would it motivate her or inspire her? So I guess my question is that way that she can look at it and use it for motivation and inspiration. Maybe assess might not be the right word.
Right. I think the biggest thing is when you're doing your scripting is getting into the feeling of it being true. My thing would be to write something in there which is just like, so jam-packed with good feeling that it would be so good that you could reread this in 2 months' time and be able to get in the same feeling of the same emotion of how great it feels. That would be my recommendation.
Okay. And Carla, and regarding your consulting, this is how I feel about this. I feel that once employment does come, we're going to have you back on the show when it does happen, Carla, okay?
Okay.
And I believe it's going to happen quickly. See, that'll give you, like P said, on the weekends, when things are in order with your career, then that gives you more energy and you could begin to focus in and begin to take steps towards your consulting. What would you say about that, Pete?
I think it's a wonderful idea. And one of the things I would recommend to Carla is I would start writing, start working on a book that you're going to publish about, you know, about your field and why you're the expert. I think that would, because that would, it would make you feel, once you get super clear on what you're going to achieve with your consulting practice and why you're the expert, and it could be a great calling card for you to be start off maybe giving speeches to a conference of other project managers or something like that, because you will become the expert if you're not already.
Yeah. And so really we've really shared about goal setting and writing intentions, but with Carla, who is really just really in a great place, we've just tweaked some things. Sometimes all you need is a little tweaking, Pete.
It was just a tweak. I mean, she's already got the stuff down like 99.999%. It's just the opportunity, the perfect opportunity. Just hasn't manifested yet, but it will. I mean, I think she's doing a marvelous job. The only thing I would do is just add a little bit more of, you know, scripting or writing down your goals as I am statements and reviewing them daily. And that's the only thing we've helped Carla with. She's got really pretty much got everything else going for her, which is outstanding.
Well, Carl, I just want to thank you for being so courageous and coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. And Pete, tell people how can they get your book. Thank you so much, you and Robin. I got to give a shout out to Robin because Robin makes Pete look good. And it's called Girl Power, Pete. So I had to give my shout out to my girl, Robin. So tell us the website and how can people get this free employment guide?
Sure. All you need to do, Constance, is go to my website, which is www.peterdadams.com, which is my name, and it's the middle initial is D as in Delta, so it's peterdadams.com, and there's a tab there that just says Contact Pete, and it shows my email address, and just send us an email. And just say, hey, can I get the book? And I'll email you the book for free. And it's a gift to all your listeners. And I'm just thrilled that I have the opportunity to, you know, hopefully help some people with their goal setting, and give them the life of the dream. So you already have the ability to do all this stuff that Constance and I are talking about. Take the action and dream big and live it. And good luck.
And it's not, remember, it's, you know, faith without works is dead. It's not what you hear, it's what you do. And Pete, you want to hear something funny? I thought the D in your name stood for dollars, but you said it's like Delta, but, you know.
I can change my middle name to dollars. It works for me.
Peter Dollar Adams, but anyway, this has been a great show. Thank you so much, Pete and Carla.
Thank you,
Constance.
Well, once again, this is Constance Erling. You know, as I say every week, you can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, God loves you. I love you. And remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe it because it's nothing but the truth.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.